seven times and have distinguished themselves around the planet as some of the premier musicians in the world. Tonight, you're going to hear them in top form. They've just won a Grammy Award for the Best Instrumental of the Year. And in just a moment when they come out, we hope you'll give them a great big Boston's Burks Jazz Fest welcome. Bella Fleck and the Fleck Tone.
Thank you. Jazz Festival, and I'm so fortunate to come back to Atlanta Time. And as you know, we're back with the original lineup that we started with. I believe we started playing with this gentleman here, and he disappeared into the shadows somewhere around the end of 1992. We're thrilled to have the light shining on him once again. Very brightly. Please welcome the tall Danny Plectone, also known as the man with two tongues, also known as Scopey Slim, the man with two instruments, the man with two brains, the one and only Howard Levy.
Thank you.
Lisa Beeson on the floor. Future Man. That was a tune called Sweet Pomegranate, written by Howard Leakey from our most recent recording. Saw us back in the late 80s or early 90s, you might have heard us play this next little combination we're about to do. One is a piece from our first album, ended up being recorded on there, called Reflections of Lucy. And the other one is something we never recorded, but we all always like to play, so here we go, some old stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, we got a couple of journey about. You know, a little bit earlier, you got a chance to hear, you know, everyone do a little solo thing on their instruments. And earlier, you got a chance to hear the bass man on the bass guitar. And I just want to say that, yeah, he's doing some brand new things with the instrument and, you know, showing us the bass guitar in a way that we've never seen before. And I just want to make sure that this guy, he's doing some beautiful things. And you know what? He's a family man. He's an author now that has written a book called A Show of Hands. He's got a camp called Root Camp where he's teaching. You know, if you have kids that want to, you know, sign up for camp and learn how to do this stuff, it's really cool. Actually, there's a contest that he has going on right now. I think you can go to Wooten Woods online, victorwooten.com or something. And there's some kind of pretty cool contest where at the end of the contest, whoever wins it gets a house concert. So, here's a house concert by this man right here on the bass guitar. Make him feel welcome. That's Victor Lamont Wooten.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank you all for coming out tonight. We really appreciate that. I want to thank everyone involved with the festival for having us back once again. It's always a treat. We really do appreciate it. But before we go this evening, we want to give you a moment to spend with the big Flectone. Let him play some solo five-string banjo for you. And we mentioned earlier that we actually won a Grammy for a song Howard and Baylor wrote. The third song we played called Life in 11 for Best Instrumental Composition. And Baylor's actually been, he's won a countless amount of Grammys, but what's really cool to me is he's been nominated at the Grammys in more different categories, more times, than anyone else in the history. That's more than Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga combined. A few years ago and did some research on the history of the banjo, met and played with a bunch of wonderful musicians. He actually took a recording crew and a film crew. He won two Grammy Awards for the music from that trip, but he also made a movie about his trip. It's called Throw Down Your Heart. You can check that out. I believe it's available here tonight, but I know it's available on Netflix and places like that. You should really check that out. It's a cool adventure. And other than just winning his honorary, being presented with his honorary doctorate, so we have Dr. Fleck here. But he let me know earlier that he could now issue out prescriptions. But he made it clear that they're just honorary prescriptions. But other than that, I'd just like to say that he comes from the banjo capital of the world, New York City. Where he loaded up his banjos and moved to Tennessee, the big Flectone himself, Dr. Baylor Fleck.
Thank you.
compromise. You used to say I'd never die. You used to feel that I could never cry. I stand no more. This is my time. The race is done. The finish line. Don't turn away. Go back my life. And just to go with me. Wait.
Dreesen. I can mention my book, but he wasn't into that. Victor Lamangu, once again on the bass.